From Rebecca Braun, who is the lead program manager with the California Family Health Council. She directs the Hookup, which is an innovative project that uses mobile technology to facilitate youth access to sexual health education and services. She's a DRPH student at UC Berkeley and the inaugural Bixby Doctoral Fellow in Family Planning and Population.
Good afternoon. I'm really excited to be here today to talk to you about our Hookup project and specifically to talk about several different evaluation methodologies that we've developed. I'm going to be sharing this presentation about the Hookup with my colleague, Ray Perry, who will continue to speak more about the Hookup in a moment. And I have nothing to disclose relative to this presentation. So as a bit of background, we began the Hookup in April of 2009, along with our partner ISIS. Hookup is intended to provide both health information and clinic referral services to California youth. This is the first statewide project of its kind and grew out of a project that was started in San Francisco, and our funding comes through the CDC. So in terms of designing our system, we use a shared short code. A short code is a short phone number that an SMS system can run off of. So for example, if you've ever texted your vote into American Idol, then you have used a short code. And what this means is that our whole system is keyword driven. So to enter the system and to interact with it in any way, a young person would have to use a keyword. So to subscribe, a young person would text the word hookup to 61827. And each message that they would get contains a weekly tip on a wide variety of topics, a prompt to use a clinic locator in which a young person could enter their zip code and receive in return up to 4 referrals for local clinics. Most of those clinics are Family PAC providers, and Family PAC is our federal waiver program for family planning in the state of California, which means that most likely we're referring them to clinics where they can receive free reproductive health services. In addition, they get a link to our sexual health website, TeenSource. And TeenSource does 2 things. One, it serves really as the home for the hookup. On TeenSource, young people can find out all sorts of information about each tip. And in addition, they can get more information about the clinics they're being referred to. There's a map. There is information about hours and services. And more our clinics are beginning to put up videos so that a young person could really see what their experience would be like when they go to a clinic. And in addition, subscribers can opt out at any time. So this is just a picture of what it would look like if a young person went over to TeenSource and landed on our homepage. And you can see on the left-hand side both our Hookup logo and our tip of the week. So if a young person clicked on the Hookup logo, they could get every tip and all of the content that we've had for the last 2.5 years. And if they clicked on the tip of the week, then they could get more information about the tip they just received on their phone. So in terms of developing our text, texts are limited to 160 characters. And that means we have 160 characters to identify who we are, give our message, give our clinic locator, give our link to TeenSource, and give young people an opportunity to opt out, which means we have to pack a lot of information into a really short space. As such, we decided that we would use common abbreviations, but not kind of text vernacular. And our tips are developed by health educators with youth input based on focus groups and feedback from young people in both schools and clinics. They're also reviewed by clinical and health department staff. And here you can see a couple of examples of topics that we discuss. And here are a couple of actual examples. You can see from these text examples, we range from talking about STDs to talking about communication around sexuality, as well as really kind of action-oriented information, such as where a young person could get emergency contraception if they needed it. So I'm going to spend the rest of the presentation talking about our evaluation. I'm going to speak both about the metrics and a program evaluation survey that we conducted, and then afterwards my colleague Ray Perry will talk about focus groups and a school-based study that we conducted. In terms of metrics, we monitor subscriptions on a monthly basis. And over time, over the last 2.5 years, we've had over 6,000 unduplicated subscriptions. About 2,600 of them have opted out over time. So right now, we have around 3,500 active subscribers. Over time, we've also had upwards of 2,500 clinic requests from over 400 zip codes, and this is something that we're really excited about. There's actually been a request from every single county in California, and so we're starting to see that we really are reaching out to young people that are all across our state. So in January of 2011, we decided to conduct a tech survey because we really wanted to know who we're reaching and how they view that the hookup might be impacting the decisions they're making around their sexual health. So in January of 2011, we sent out a text survey in place of a weekly message to about 3,000 current subscribers, and we focused on four questions. First, demographics, age and gender, zip code, and then how a subscriber learned about the hookup, and finally, any change that they might have associated with subscription to the hookup. User participation was voluntary. In order to receive a question, you had to answer the question that had come before it. In addition, we offered an incentive for completion, which was an entrance in a raffle for a $50 Target gift card, and we let individuals know up front that there were 10 up for a raffle. So their odds were pretty good. Our response rates ranged from about a quarter of all of our participants completing the first question to only 16% completing all of the questions. But we really had kind of no idea about what our response rate would be, and we were pretty happy that a number of our participants did complete those questions. About a third of our responses came in within 10 minutes of sending that survey out, and about all of them came in within a day. So here you can see what the actual survey questions look like. You can see that each of them is keyword driven. And the way the programming works is that if you text something even remotely close to that keyword, you will in fact be able to provide an answer. So I'm just going to talk for a minute about what we found out from the survey. First of all, our demographics. I think it's important to note that these aren't the demographics of every subscriber, of course. These are the demographics of those that actually did respond to our survey. What we know about the folks that did respond to our survey is that they were overwhelmingly female, and overwhelmingly in our target population as well, with the bulk of respondents really between that 15 to 19 year age group. And that we were able to reach a pretty broad geographic range within California, again, using zip code as an indicator for location. In terms of looking at promotion, we were actually surprised to see that about a third of our respondents heard about the hookup at school. And I think much of this is based on kind of long-standing relationships we have with a number of school-based health centers across the state who have been really active in promoting the hookup. And I think I might take a moment to talk about promotion. For promotion, we have stickers and tattoos and palm cards. We make those available to school-based health centers, to Title X clinics that we work with that we know do a lot of street outreach. We also make them available to a number of community-based organization partners who are not in the health sector so that we can do our best to try and really reach out to young people that are kind of not being reached by the health system. In addition, we've got flyers and posters that are available for download, and we've got some instructions available on how to use local resources like community groups and local media and also social media to try and get the hookup out there kind of in any way possible. But further in terms of promotion, you'll also see that kind of our next most salient areas were either social contacts or promotional materials and then kind of a small range of other items. And the information I'm most excited to share is the information that young people told us about how the hookup might have changed them. And I know I've put a lot of quotes up on this slide. We had over 800 responses of young people telling us all different kinds of ways in which the hookup impacted them, and I selected just a few. And you can see from these, they vary from kind of general sexual health, things around condoms, around birth control, around STDs, and I think most importantly, around really practical information to help link young people to health services. I think the last one, I got addresses to clinics near me where I was able to pick up Plan B emergency contraceptive yesterday, was definitely one of the most amazing responses to see. So looking forward, first of all, we're looking to complete analysis of our program evaluation data, bring together the data that I'm presenting as well as some of the data that Ray's going to present in a moment. Additionally, to increase opportunities for youth involvement, we would really like to move to a model where young people are writing our tips, so that we're not just writing about the information that they want to hear, but we're really using the language that young people in California are using to help answer the questions and needs they have around sexual health. We want to continue to expand the geographic reach of the clinics in our referral system, knowing that many areas in California, particularly rural areas, young people need to know where they can reach services. And in addition, continuing to partner with youth-serving CBOs outside of the health field, continuing to really reach out beyond our traditional partners and try and be where young people are. And then expanding our marketing strategy to better incorporate new media. With a myriad of options out there around social media, we know that there are ways that we could do a better job to reach young people using a medium that they themselves reach. So in conclusion, since our launch, we feel that we have effectively provided low-cost sexual health information to many users and that a high proportion of those users are using our service to seek out clinics. But we know that continued evaluation is necessary to ensure that we reach our target audience and that we know what kind of impact they think the hookup is having. So our programmatic platform can be translated for adoption by other organizations. For example, Planned Parenthood in New York is beginning to roll out a similar project. So we're excited to see that this kind of model is being duplicated throughout the country. And in conclusion, the hookup is truly an excellent model of a low-cost program that uses health communication and mobile technology to facilitate youth access to sexual health information and services. So if you are hooking up, you should visit us at TeenSource, and you should check out more information about the hookup. Thank you. We don't have any information, and we really struggled with that question. We know that within the state of California, there are huge differences between who gets STDs, who's having unplanned pregnancies, and who has access to that kind of information. And in talking with young people that we work with, we decided that asking that information over text didn't seem like the right way to get at that information. But I think it would be something really important to know. So I think we need to think more about how we can gather that kind of information and use it to really tailor our messages to meet the needs of a very diverse state that is California. I'm smiling because my colleague mentioned the same thing while you're asking that question. So yes, we have thought about it. It's something that we'll definitely have to do more work on. Right. So the cost to participate in it is free, and I don't have. I wanted to kind of get onto the evaluation part, so I kind of limited more of the programmatic part. But our promotional materials say, it's basically text the hookup is 1-827. It's just like texting your friends. And so it costs whatever it would cost depending on whatever a young person's text plan looks like, but there's no actual cost for them to send or receive messages to the hookup. In terms of low cost, the kind of startup costs of our project were probably around $30,000, and that included kind of initial programming, initial partnering, creating all of our promotional materials. Since that time, on an annual basis, it's cost probably about a fifth of that cost just to keep access to our short code and be able to pull data out of the system. I would say that those costs do not include staff time, so there is certainly a considerable amount of staff time for a project like this. But in terms of thinking of ways to use kind of relatively easy to access and ubiquitous forms of reaching young people. We consider this to be low cost versus some sort of like mass media strategy, which we certainly wouldn't have the budget for. Yeah, in the front. So we went back and forth with whether or not this was something that we could kind of do ourselves, and decided that for us, because at CFHC, and particularly beginning to launch this project in 2008, when there were very few kind of SMS programs on the market, we didn't really have the in-house expertise. So we partner with an organization called ISIS Inc. They're in Oakland, and they really provide all of the tech back end for our project. We have thought about doing them in Spanish. We, I think, need to get a better handle on our demographics and find out to what extent we have both monolingual and bilingual Spanish speakers. But I think that that's definitely something that is kind of waiting in the wings for us to work on. Yeah?
Have you thought about going national, or are there issues with that?
We ourselves have not thought about going national because we have funding specifically to target California. And with that said, because we target California, we're able to provide information that is specific to California, information around, for example, consent for STDs or birth control services that is kind of a state-by-state issue. So we ourselves haven't thought about going national, but I know that ISIS has many partners in other states, as well as kind of larger national partners that are interested in similar kinds of projects. Yeah. You know, it is actually the law that any kind of pushed out message to a person has to have an option to opt out. So once someone has opted out, they are out of our system, and they're free to opt back in if they like. But, you know, our system just kind of continues to grow and grow. It's not necessarily kind of a research study where you would have a certain number of people and have to make sure you maintain that certain number of people. We have thought about whether we want to kind of send one text to people when they opt out to ask them why they opted out. I think that, you know, receiving leaky messages around sexual health, it's natural that at a certain point you would not want to receive them anymore, whether you've aged out of them, whether you're tired of receiving them. But I think that we could certainly learn more by following up with one question about whether or not, or about why our users have opted out. In the back, and then probably back. Right. That is like the golden question. That is what we really want to know. We have thought about whether or not we could do some sort of in-clinic survey to find out if young people are actually going to the clinic. The problem is that we have so few users. And so that is actually the kind of thing that they were able to do in San Francisco, because they were referring individuals to one of three specific clinics, and so they could really find out if they came in the door. So it's something we really want to know the answer to, and we're trying to think about ways that we could do that where we could really get our question answered. So if you have any ideas, you're more than welcome to, to come share them with me. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.